Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Can we give God some praise for praise and worship, amen? He's a way maker, miracle worker, light in the darkness. That is who you are. That is the God we serve. Want to welcome you to New Creation Church this morning. Excited about what God is doing. As we get ready, we got a lot of things going on. We got the fast going on, time to fast and get our spiritual strength together. So I'm excited about that and what God is doing in our lives in this season. God has kind of led me to deal with discipline. So for the next several weeks, I don't know, it might be to the beginning of 2021, we're going to have to deal with some discipline and let God be our help. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, your tablets, your phones, whatever you're using today, Romans 6, chapter 6, verse 12. I'm going to read it from the God's Word translation. And it reads as follows. Therefore, never let sin rule your physical body so that you obey its desire. That's it, y'all. It's one verse. Let's say it again. Therefore, never let sin rule your physical body so that you obey its desires. Today, I want to talk about this. Who run it? Amen. Amen. Who run it? Who run it? Who run it? The more I grow as a man, husband, father, as a pastor, as I continue to grow, the more I understand just how important discipline is, y'all. What a great model of discipline we have than none other than Jesus the Christ, who took praying as a priority, the studying of the scriptures as a necessity, committed to the covenant of his father, and even made sure to disciple his disciples. Jesus was the man, y'all, and Jesus lived a life full of discipline. We've seen it in the fruit from his life, the things he did, the things he accomplished, and all the works he did through God because of his discipline. And I'm crazy enough to believe, y'all, that in this next season of life, if you want some prosperity, it's going to take some discipline. If you want your mental health to be all right, it's going to take some discipline. If you want your spiritual health to be right, it's going to take some discipline. Financial health, watch this, even relational health, how I deal with others, whether a spouse, significant other, children, whoever it may be, friends and family, it's going to take some discipline. Yeah. Bible study 101, we better deal with this. When you see the word therefore, the first thing you must ask is, what is it? Therefore, amen, amen. So we started with Romans 6 and 12. In the book of Romans, one of my Bible professors, he declares, Mike Smith, I love him. He said, the book of Romans is the greatest book ever written in the Bible. The greatest book ever written. I understand why he says that, because the Apostle Paul does an amazing job of tying the Old Testament to the New Testament. The old covenant, the old agreement to the new covenant, a new agreement. He does a perfect job of showing us what life was for us pre-Jesus to what life is for us post-Jesus. I love the way Paul breaks it down. He deals with certain things like this. God's anger with a sinful humanity. He deals with that. He talks about how our sinfulness leads to depravity. He says we got it twisted. We so caught up in people that we stop worshiping the creator and start worshiping the creation. That our hearts are jacked up. That we stop worshiping God and start worshiping people. That's how far we get away from God. He deals with how God would judge the Jews and the Gentile, and how God has come to save everybody. He deals with how all have sinned and fallen short of the God, short of the glory of God. Amen. Thank you all. That even though we all have sinned and fallen short, that God still loves us. He deals with the first Adam and the second Adam. So many things. But today I'm going to deal about Jesus' death and his resurrection and the power in it. Look at this. Romans 6 and 1. God's Word version says this. What should we say then? Should we continue to sin so that God's kindness will increase? Amen, amen. Wow. Look at that. Look at Paul said, should we continue in sin? He's saying, look here, since God has forgiven our sins, should we just continue to keep on sinning because God's going to forgive you anyway? Should that be our mindset? Since God has forgiven, since he laid down his life and cleansed us from sin, should we just keep on sinning and do what we want? And the Bible is clear, no, we shouldn't do that. In fact, Paul says, God forbid, don't do that. But check this out. What if we continue to live by our flesh and do what we want to do? What will happen to us? The Bible is clear. A man with no control is like a city without walls. Message Bible version. A man with no control is like a house with no windows. Praise God, amen. I don't know about you, but I gotta have windows in my house. I need to keep the elements out. And if we live our life doing whatever we want to do, however we want to do it, certain elements are going to attack us, and we're not going to have any mechanism to keep them out. So just because it's fun, just because it's entertaining, watch this, or pleasing, doesn't mean it's profitable. Y'all missed that, amen. I'm gonna say it again. Just because it's fun, entertaining, or pleasing doesn't mean it's profitable. In fact, it could be destructive. Just because you're having a great time, because guess what? Sin can be fun sometimes. It can be pleasing. But just because it's those things doesn't mean it's going to help you in life. We have to be careful and watch what we do. Jesus' death gives us power over our flesh. All right. I ain't got time to go verse by verse, but look at this, Romans 6 and 4. When we were baptized into his death, we were placed into the tomb with him. As Christ was brought back from the death to life by the glorious power of the Father, we too should live a new kind of life. Amen, amen. Paul's explaining Jesus' death and said, look here, y'all. Since y'all died with Christ, since we've been baptized in his death, you should be living a new life. When Jesus took our sins and went down to that tomb, he took all of our sin, all of our anger, all of our guilt, all of our shame, everything that was with us, he took down. And when he came out by the power of God with a new life, we also come out resurrected with a new life as well. So sin's bondage, watch this, it enslaves us. See, Jesus' death was historic, but not only historic because of the context in which he died. The man claimed to be God and was crucified. Not just that, but it's historic because what? It appeases God's wrath. And it gives us what? Power over sin. So his death is amazing, y'all. It's the ultimate sacrifice. It's what we've been waiting for and longing for. And I'm going to show you why Jesus' death and resurrection gives us the power to be disciplined. Look at this, Romans 6, 11 and 12. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal bodies that you should obey its lust. I had to do all that just to get you to verse 12. That therefore, we should not let sin reign in your body. Look at this. Someone or something is going to run our lives. Someone or something is going to help us in our decision making. It's going to show in our motives. It's going to show in our thinking and our understanding. Something or someone. So you only really have two options. Either I'm going to live by my flesh or live by my faith. Praise God. Amen. Either I'm going to live for God or I'm going to live for myself. One of the two are going to work. We only got two options. One or the other one. And I'm on Apostle Paul's side because Apostle Paul said this. Nothing good dwells in my flesh. That nothing good is in me. I know in my flesh nothing's good. So I'd rather live on God's word than my own. Romans 6, 13 and 8 says this, A clause, and do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin. Look at Paul. He said, look here, do not offer up any part of your body to sin. Do not offer up any of your body to sin's power. Why is Paul trying to proclaim this, trying to put something in our mind to think about the power of sin? Because he knows that sin has power. And the first reason he says don't do this, look at this. It dismisses all he said, the work that Jesus did. He said Jesus' death was real, that he died to sin. Sin dies in us. He resurrected us and given us a new life. It negates all that if he doesn't say that. But then he says this, watch this. He knows this. Once you offer up your body to sin, sin don't play fair. Oh, my God. I can't get over the church here today, but it's cool. I'm sorry. You know somebody's a crackhead? I bet you the first time they smoked crack, they didn't think they were never going to stop. They didn't think that they was going to lose their children, their jobs. They'd be stealing and killing and doing whatever to get it. I'm sorry, the person that is an alcoholic, I bet you they didn't think one night they're going to drink too much and drive a car and crash and maybe kill a family or hurt themselves or have DUIs and never be able to drive again. I'm sorry, somebody that was promiscuous, that thought it was cool to sleep around, they think they're going to have four or five kids, no man and no woman in their life, and their life is crazy now. Maybe they got an STD. I'm telling you now, sin don't play fair, and Apostle Paul is trying to tell us, don't give your body to it because it's going to trap you, because it's going to keep you, because it's going to take you somewhere you don't even want to go. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Preach. So if I'm dealing with this, watch this. I'm going to be disciplined. Watch this. I have to watch what I watch. Y'all ain't going to have church with me. Praise God. Amen. I don't know. Maybe it's a brother looking right now. I'm talking to a brother right now. Watch this. We got to watch what's on our screens. We got to watch what's on the television screen. We got to watch what we Google. We got to be careful, man. We got to be careful, more men than women. Not all, but more men than women, because men are turned on visually. So we got to be careful to watch what we watch.
That's good.
We got to be aware of where we go. See, if I'm going to be disciplined, watch this. I have to understand where my triggers are. I got to know that this don't work for me, that this does something to me. So I got to make sure that my friends know this, the ones that are really around me. My circle is tight. I can't be going everywhere with everybody. I can't do everything with everyone, because somebody might get me off track and sin's power is coming to grip me and hold me down.
Come on.
Look at this. 13, the BB clause. Look at this. But present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. My God, my God. So Paul says, look this, I don't want you to
give your body to sin no more, but I want you to present your members as instruments of righteousness. I want you to watch this, make a decision to be disciplined. I know you said you believe in him, and his belief in him has so much power that we don't even understand how much power it has. So in that, I want you to make a decision to be disciplined if you know where he bought you from. Oh my God, I just got to testify. I don't know about you, but I was sinking in sin and dying within. I was down and out and about to drown until he got me up when I was lost and found. I found out all I need in this world of sin is the Holy Spirit of man. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't be nothing without him. I was dead, but I'm alive. All I know is that Christ takes us from death to life, but we got to choose to walk in life.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
This is why God says, look here, you have to offer up your body to do what God approves, because God ain't going to make us be disciplined. He wants us to be disciplined. He knows the benefits of discipline. He knows where it can take us in life if we discipline, but God ain't going to make us be disciplined. Ain't that a trip, y'all? That just like a loving parent, you can want the best for your child. You can want absolutely the best for your child. Put them in the best schools, the best situations, the best everything. But it's ultimately up to that child to do what that child needs to do. And God is saying, look here, I'm trying to put you in the best position. I gave my son for you so you can die to sin and have the power to walk in my holiness and my righteousness and my strength. But you got to make a decision to be disciplined. I'm about to get out of here, y'all. I'm about to get out of here. Okay. To begin to obtain discipline, watch this. I must acknowledge I have a master. Oh, my God. I must acknowledge I have a master. Come on. Romans 6 and 16. Do you know that if you offer to be someone's slave, you must obey that master? Either your master is sin or your master is obedience. Letting sin be your master leads to death. Letting obedience be your master leads to God's approval. My God, my God. He gave us a mouthful right there. Look at that. Do you not know that if you offer up to be someone's slave, you must obey his master? So God is saying you must offer up your body to me. You must offer up. And as we walk, as we live this life, we're offering up something either way we go. Every decision we make is an offering. Every time we decide to help someone is an offering, or hurt someone, it's an offering. Why? Because we sow seeds and all these things. So Paul is trying to make it clear that if you master is sin, it's disobedience. But if your master is God, you're going to walk in obedience. Letting sin be your master leads to death. And we see so much death and destruction. I know in our city of Indianapolis alone, it's been so much violence and so much crime. It's just been ridiculous. And I'm praying, Lord, why do we have this spirit of murder over us? Why is this thing? But it's kind of clear because sin is being the master. And if sin's your master, it leads to death. Not just spiritual death, we have, but at least the physical death as well, a lot of times. That if you let sin, anger, and murder, and greed get into your heart and corrupt you, you might do anything to let that come out. So he says, let obedience be your master because it leads to God's approval. So they have me thinking, I can either be, watch this, my own boss or God's butler. I can either be my own boss by letting sin master me, or I can be God's butler. My own boss, and I'm not talking about an entrepreneur. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're a boss, go get it. Make your business boom. Do what you got to do to succeed. I'm not talking about an entrepreneur. I'm talking about serving myself first. I'm talking about putting me above all, that my needs mean more than anything. Not that you should not look out for yourself, but we got to be careful not to look out for ourselves so much that we become selfish. Because God can't do nothing with nobody that's selfish. If you're going to be a Christian, watch this. You're going to come to the kingdom. Two words got to die. I and my. Oh, my God. I and my got to die. You got to learn us and we, because we are the body of Christ. So if you're self-serving, watch this. My own boss, I put pleasure over purpose. That I put things that don't need to be there over what I need to do. And now I can't walk in my purpose because I'm consumed with pleasing myself and pleasing my flesh. Watch this. Being my own boss doesn't operate in the fear of God, because I'm my own boss. It's my life. I can't deal with a God telling me what to do. I can't deal with a God telling me how I should live. I can't deal with a God telling me to love someone that don't love me back. I can't deal with a God telling me to forgive them when I know they hurt me. I can't deal with a God telling me to give 10% when this is all my money. I can't deal with none of that. Watch this. So being my own boss, I don't operate in the fear of God. And then being my own boss, watch this. I don't need God's wisdom or counsel.
Wow.
I don't need godly people around me. Even though the Bible says safety is in the multitude of counselors, which means if I got some people that's more experienced in certain situations, in certain areas that know God and love God and can pray for me, I should go to God and go to them to get some guidance. But when I'm my own boss, I don't need none of that. I'm going to do what I need to do, baby. I'm going to get it how I live. I'm going to do me. I mean, you do you, I'm going to do me. It's the mind frame when I'm on my own boss. Mm-hmm. But when I'm God's butler,
come on.
It's a different thing.
Come on.
See, God's butler are people, watch this, who are their own bosses, look at people who are God's butler, like that's a demeaning position. Why are you not going to be a boss and be a butler? Mm-hmm. Why would you not choose to be a boss and run things instead of being a butler? Not to us. Why? Because the butler knows who his master is.
Come on.
The butler is different. The butler knows who his master is. The butler ain't tripping. The butler is cool with handling the master's affairs.
Yeah.
Butler is cool with handling the master's business. The butler is cool, watch this, making sure the master looks good above himself.
Woo!
A butler. Okay, y'all act like y'all don't know butlers. Amen. Y'all act like y'all don't know butlers. Okay. Y'all know who Alfred is. Alfred, anybody watch Batman? Amen. Anybody know who Alfred is? Okay. Batman, Bruce Wayne, his parents died. His butler took care of him. His name was Alfred. And Bruce Wayne died. His parents died. He was an orphan as a young man. So this butler raised him up all of his life. And he's the butler. Watch this. Alfred took care of him and served him so much, he called him Master Wayne. His name wasn't Bruce Wayne. He honored his position and called him Master Wayne. He understand that this billionaire boy is my master, so my job is here to serve you. Watch this. Then he grew up and became Batman, and Alfred didn't leave. Alfred continued serving him all his life. And even when he became Batman, he still covered him. Watch this. He got invited to secret places. See, Batman, Bruce Wayne had the Batcave. Couldn't nobody go in the Batcave. Yeah. That's where he had all his technology. He had all his secrets. He had all his deep stuff. And nobody could go in there. But sometimes when things got hot and heavy, he needed Alfred to go in there to help him out a little bit. The butler got access to, y'all listen to what I'm saying. The butler got access to the Batcave because he was serving the right master. All I'm saying is I don't want to be my own boss. I'd rather serve Master Jesus. Watch this. Because when I'm serving Master Jesus, he got some secret places for me. When I'm serving Master Jesus, he can open some doors that no man can close. When I'm serving Master Jesus, I know I got an inheritance. Alfred knew if something happened to Master Wayne, I'm going to inherit this $1 billion. Amen. Because he loved me, because I served my master faithfully. All I'm trying to say is that I got to serve my master faithfully. I got to serve my master and not myself to be disciplined, because being a butler requires discipline. Watch this. The Bible says this, that one day in your courtyards is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I'd rather stand in the door. I'm my fault. King James Version. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house. I'd rather be a butler in the house of the Lord than run around doing my own things. And all I know is that God wants us to be disciplined. God wants us to look at him and operate like a butler. Move when he say move. Do what he says needs to be done. And when we operate like that, y'all, the blessings are there. There are some levels God wants to take us to. There are some places he wants us to go, some people he wants to be, put us around that can help advance his kingdom and help our life.
That's good.
But it's going to require some discipline. He's going to have to know that if I put you there, watch this, you're not going to embarrass me. He got to know when I put you there, I'm going to get the glory and you ain't going to want it yourself. He got to know when I put you there, it's going to be magnificent and people are going to see God's power. And I'm going to look at you and say, that's my son whom I'm well pleased.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at you and say, that's my faithful servant. You're worthy of this. So in this next season, y'all, as we get to start moving and life is picking up, as the corona cases is going up and down and spiking, who knows if we're going to shut down or open up again, whatever's going to happen. God is saying, don't miss this opportunity to get some disciplines together.
Good.
Don't miss some opportunities to get your life together. Don't miss some opportunities to fix some stuff. You've been hurt. Watch this. Fix some things that have been broken in you since you was a child.
Jesus, help us.
Don't miss this opportunity to fix some things that have been broken with you since you was a child. Fix some things that are broken maybe in your marriage. Broken maybe with your children. Broken in you. Allow me to help you get some discipline.
Yeah.
So I can help you get out of things and show you what your life should be. Amen. Can we give God a praise in this place? We give God a praise for his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. And we thank you, Lord,
for being our God, our King. And we just come to say, if you don't know what I'm talking about today, and you don't know the Jesus that I'm talking about, if you have not given your life to Christ and say, you know what? I'd rather be a butler. I'd rather serve God because of who he is. I'd rather serve God because I know that I need to get some areas in my life, and sin has been running me rampant. Sin has took me further than I want to go. It has kept me longer than I want to be kept. It has held me down and pinned to the ground, and I need to be freed. I need to start freeing myself from all these burdens and all this guilt and all this shame. And that's what Jesus' death and resurrection did. It doesn't. God's grace is so irresistible, it doesn't even make sense that he would die. The Bible is clear, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners, yes, while we were in sin, while we were still sinning, while we even got saved in sin, he still died for us. So if you need to give your life to Christ, you know, on the screen, that you can go ahead and text or join, or if you need a prayer request, whatever the case may be. But God is saying in this season, y'all, this next move, that we got to get disciplined. That I come to discipline you. Watch this. Not only discipline you, and I don't want to get too ahead of myself with this series, but not only discipline you in areas of your life, watch this, I come to discipline you and correct you too. Don't get it twisted, that a good father is going to discipline his children. Yeah. That a good parent that loves you and cares is going to give you some discipline. That's going to correct you for your wrongs. And that's what God is doing, y'all. Not only is he helping us to be the best version of ourselves, he's there to correct our wrongs, so we can walk in freedom, not let the enemy torment us any longer. Amen. I want to pray for you before we get out of here. Dear Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you for service. I thank you for worship. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Father God, for being who you are in our lives, Father God. So we come today, Father God, saying, look here, God, we're coming to learn how to be more disciplined, oh God, spiritually, physically, emotionally, oh God, mentally, oh God. We are going to discipline ourselves, our bodies, oh God. We're going to consecrate our bodies, even give them to you, Father God, as we continue to fast and get focused on your word, focus on prayer, focus on the things you want us to focus on, God. Help us, oh God, not to get distracted so easily, oh God. Help us not to get distracted, oh God. Help us when we feel like quitting, oh God, that we continue to get up and go harder and go stronger and go longer, Father God, so that you may get the glory, the victory out of every area of our life, Father God, that we are a walking billboard, oh God, that gives you glory and gives you honor, Father God. So we thank you for that being done. Bless those, oh God. We pray for protection for those in our city, oh God, from the coronavirus, oh God. Pray protection, oh God, for our children while they're in school, oh God, as well, Father God. And we just ask, oh God, that you have your way, not only in our lives, but in our city and our country as well. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you and God keep you.
What? Put it on the church space?
No, I was